crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're going to begin our season wrap-up interviews for baseball. The baseball and softball season coming to a close over the weekend. We're going to start by talking about the Carbon Dinos. A terrific run. I mean, this team wins 6 games in 3 days, comes within 1 game of winning a state championship, but they ultimately fall short in a loss to Grantsville. Joining us right now in the studio to talk about that, we have head coach Jeff Cincineros. And, Coach, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate you making time to stop by. Thank you.
Well, it's great to be back in the studio. The last few interviews have all been over the phone, and it's nice to get back in the studio, Jordan, and wrap up this baseball season. I appreciate it.
No, definitely, Coach. And as I alluded to, you guys had to play a lot of baseball in a very short period of time. You get 6 wins in 3 days, work your way all the way through the one-loss bracket. Before we break that down, I go back to an interview that we did last week, and we both had agreed that the path was set up for you. I mean, American Leadership, and then if it was Emory or North St. Pete, there's a team you had some success with. Maybe it's Richfield, maybe it's Judge. You felt comfortable about that matchup. It seemed like the one-loss bracket was set up. However, you had to go through Judge and Juab to get back into the upper half of the bracket. It was not an easy route, to say the least.
No, a week ago when we were talking, I didn't think Judge would drop in the loser's bracket Thursday. I didn't think Juab would drop down as well. I figured Grantsville would be back in that one-loss bracket along with Richfield. And I liked our odds going against both those two teams in that one-loss bracket. And instead, we got a chance to go through, Judge and Juab, and then eventually Richfield and back to Grantsville. And either way, I mean, we talk about it all the time. You tell your kids when you're a coach, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And it's so true. It's just something that we focused on all week, and we took it game by game. And, whoever was in front of us is what we prepared for. We didn't know a lot about Judge going into that game. We'd already played Juab once, obviously Richfield a few times. Had played Emory in our region. We played ALA the week before. And, so we kind of felt good about all those teams. But, Judge was kind of one of those teams that we didn't know a lot about. And we just had to take it, as the game presented itself and go through that. But, again, the road to me, if you drop in the one-loss bracket, especially opening weekend, is almost an impossible road. And, with that being said, nothing is impossible, especially when you're with sports. But, physically, I'm not sure if it's capable of a team doing that. I felt like we still had good pitching, even in our last game with, some of the younger guys we had on the mound. I still felt like our pitching was great, but our guys was just physically exhausted from playing 2 games already that day in a hot heat and playing 6 games up to that point, that we were kicking balls around on defense. Mentally, was the biggest challenge, especially when we were hitting. I just, we let a lot of good pitches go that we weren't letting go all week and swung at some bad pitches, and it wasn't like we were seeing, awesome stellar pitching. I mean, we faced Grantsville's best pitcher in the first championship game and was able to beat him. So I think it was just a matter of fatigue that took over, and I think it's something that maybe the High School Athletic Association should look at, and maybe pushing that, if necessary, game back to a Monday. It doesn't, give, in my opinion, one team a lot more advantage. I think it's more of a safety thing if you're talking about playing in 80 to 90 degree temperatures on a turf field and have kids out there for 8 hours. It's something they need to look at. I know we had a lot of kids that were cramping up, bloody noses, and just mentally fatigued. And you get mentally fatigued, and all of a sudden, you're at third base and a line drive's hit, and you don't react well enough. I mean, you could get seriously injured. But, I'm not here to make excuses. I am extremely proud of our team, the heart and character that they showed all year and in the last week of our season is something that I've never seen matched, and I couldn't be more proud of them. I just feel bad as a coach that I wasn't able to bring them home a state championship, because they truly deserved it, and in my opinion was by far the best team in 3A this year.
Yeah, Coach, the thing that stood out to me when you guys were working through the one-loss bracket, I always had this idea that you have to score a lot of runs once you get down into that side of the bracket, because pitching is something that you don't have a lot of, especially with the pitch counts. Yet, 2 runs you give up against ALA, you shut out Emory, The Judge game was a little bit of a shootout, if I remember correctly. But then we're talking about Juab, 4 runs. Richfield, 4 runs. First game against Grantsville, 4 runs. Defensively, what you guys were able to accomplish over those 6 games was somewhat remarkable.
Yeah, and even go to the Judge game, I mean, we had held them to, you know, to 2 runs going into the, I believe, the 6th inning where we gave them a bunch. And just, you know, kind of had a mental breakdown there for an inning and let them get back in the ballgame and actually take the lead. But, you know, defensively all year, we allowed the least amount of runs in 3A going into the state tournament. And our defense was good. And the games where we did give up a lot of runs, we talked about this, where our pitching kind of faltered and it was walks. Just the walks from our pitching staff hurt us. And they kind of crept back in a couple games in the state tournament where we allowed walks, and they hurt us a little bit. But, you know, our defense all year long, I mean, you're going to make errors here and there. Every team's going to. But as a whole, our pitching and our defense was just stellar. And, yeah, you think about having to win, you know, 20 to 19 games. And there were some of those games in the tournament with some other teams. But, you know, I always felt like we're not going to allow more than 5 runs a game when we play. And as long as we're able to score more than 5 in each one of those games, we're going to be successful. And that was my approach, and that was my feeling, and that's why I was so confident that we could go, you know, a week and win all those games and win a state tournament, because I was really confident that we could put up more than 5 runs a game, and I knew our pitching and defense was good enough to hold teams under 5. And, you know, if you look at it, I mean, obviously the state championship game got away from us late, you know, and lost 14-4. Which is not indicative of what the game actually was. But, you know, just a stellar job once again. I can't say enough. You know, you can't pat these guys on the back enough times and tell them enough times how proud you are of them and what this season actually meant to us as a group and as a program, because words will never describe, you know, the great feeling I have for this group.
Again, our guest right now, manager Jeff Cincinneros of the Carbon Dino baseball team. Coach, I know it's meaningless to go back and look at the way things played out over the entire course of the tournament, but as I was watching the game, the final game in which Grantsville wins the state title, I thought to myself, boy, that 7-5 loss at home, that turned out to be the difference deciding a state championship. And I know it's a second round matchup, but as you alluded to, dropping down into that one loss bracket, it's so crucial. I think sometimes we overlook the importance of the first 2 rounds, knowing that if you lose one game, you're still in it. But in my mind, that was a difference. That ended up resulting in a championship for Grantsville.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, Grantsville played 4 games. Realistically, would have only had to play 3, win 1 Thursday, 1 Friday, 1 Saturday to win a state championship. And, you know, they had to play 4 because they lost the first game to us. But you know, you lose in the first round or first 2 rounds, that first pod at home, you have to win 7 games. And, you know, that's a quite a tall task when you compare it to a team that only has to win 3 to win a state championship if you win both games the first weekend. And, again, I think maybe the bracket could be looked at, because I really think that, you know, that's a little extreme to, if you lose one of the first 2 round games, to have to go that route compared to someone who doesn't, because – you know, not all the pods were the same. I mean, we talked about that with our pod being, in my opinion, the toughest pod we had over the weekend, where because you had the 4 and 5 team in the same pod. And realistically, in the RPI, you know, outside of number 1 Juab, you know, number 2, 3, 4, and 5, we were all so close in the RPI that to have the 4 and 5 team, you know, we could have very easily been swapped. Any of us could have been the 3 seed. I mean, it was just an extremely tough pod. But it's a game that we let get away from us, and one that, you know, is going to haunt us for quite a long time, knowing that, you know, if we would have stayed in that winner's bracket and had that route, you know, maybe we do win a state title. You just never know how that'll play out. But obviously, you know, I feel like we beat ourselves in that game with Grantsville. We end up playing, you know, Grantsville 4 times this year, both of us winning, you know, 2 games. And I really feel like we beat ourselves the game in the first round. And so, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you can look back on it now. But, yeah, you know, most teams go into that opening weekend just hoping to win 1 game in advance. And it's, you know, it's great to look at it that way. But what you need to understand is if you only win 1 game and you advance, the odds of you advancing a lot farther are really slim. It's just such a tough road. And, you know, you really, I mean, I know everybody goes into that weekend hoping to win two games, but I think everybody's kind of relieved if you win at least one that you get to play on, and your season's still a success, which, you know, for a lot of programs it is. But, you know, for our program, and this is the way it's been at Carbon High for a long, long time, you know, we try and look at our program and say, you know, it's successful if we're winning a state title, if we're winning a region title. We're not satisfied by any means with just having a good season, and our kids work extremely hard for that. Our summer program is so vital. A lot of these programs ask me, you know, how do you get your high school program, you know, where it's at? And it's about a summer program. You know, American Legion Baseball has been extremely big in our area for 50, 60 years, and it teaches our guys how to compete at a higher level in the summer. You look at a group like Grantsville, who plays American Legion ball as well. I mean, some of these programs, that's why their high school programs are as good as they are, because of their great summer programs. And for us, you know, it's like I said, we judge our season about where we're at at the end of the year and where we finish. And, you know, this was a successful season for us by our standards. I mean, playing for a state title game is awesome. And I know we fell a game short, but you know, like I said before, we're just extremely proud of our team.
Yeah, Coach, I think we can tie this last question into one another. You have a tremendous group coming back next year. I mean, this is a team that's going to be competing again for a state championship. There's no question. And a lot of these boys we're going to see on the Legion field, and that season is getting ready to pick up as well.
Yeah, we lose five great seniors, all kids that contributed in a huge way for us this season. You know, this group of seniors really paved the way for the younger guys. I mean, with our off-season workouts that started clear back in October, this is the first year that we've really had morning workouts be as successful as they were, and I owe that to the senior group for pushing themselves and for pushing our younger guys. And I hope that, you know, our group next year will push guys to do the same thing if they want to be successful. And but you talk about guys coming back next year. I mean, our underclassmen were awesome for us all year long. You know, I could sit and mention them all, but you go clear down to our freshman sophomore level, which I think that group lost one or two games the entire year as all. And, you know, they're going to be playing American Legion ball this summer with the three teams we have planned on playing in Helper. So, you know, they're all going to get plenty more time and, you know, just more pitching and more hitting and more fielding under their belt before high school season rolls around next year. And, you know, this will be a team that will compete again for a title next year, and in my opinion should win one. And we have that ability for the next few years, and we should have that ability every year in our program. So, but, you know, obviously the future is bright with the kids that we have coming back next year. I'm super excited for those kids to have their opportunity, and, you know, I know they'll make the most of it next year when the time rolls around.
Coach, we'll end with this. Legion tryouts actually taking place right now. As you mentioned, three teams, 15U, 17U, 19U, and then season play is going to begin early June?
Yeah, first week of June with those three teams. I know Dakota's kind of started some, you know, tryouts. He wanted to get them done as soon as possible. I know some guys are probably missing, and, you know, if anyone is wanting to play on any one of those teams, they can obviously contact him or I, or, you know, get our phone number off your website or whatever we need. But we want to make sure we put three teams on the field and know that, you know, we're trying to have as much baseball for the kids in our area as possible. A couple things I want to touch on. We had our banquet last night. It was a very emotional banquet for our group. We presented some awards last night. The Tony Pappas Award is an award that's been around Carbon Baseball for almost 40 years. I think this is the 39th year that award has been presented. Miss Lisa Pierce, who was Tony's sister, was at our banquet last night with her mother and presented that award to Brayton Nelson this year, a young man who worked extremely hard as a senior, made himself into a great baseball player, and was well-deserving of that award. And for the first time, we also had the C.J. Smuin Memorial Award that is going to be a mainstay award in the Carbon High baseball program forever. And, you know, we all know kind of a little bit of the story behind CJ and whatnot. And, you know, his parents were there last night to present that award to Cooper Shade, who was the first recipient of that award. And it was just an emotional night. when you look at, you know, what we did in the state tournament and, you know, how these kids responded. And then with these prestigious awards that are given to these young men, the character and everything that goes into receiving these awards, it's not just being, you know, a great baseball player. It's about being a great student athlete. It's about being a great teammate. It's about being respectful in everything you do. And, you know, our whole senior class could have won any of those awards. And that's, you know, both presenters of those awards said that. And that's quite a statement for you to have a group of seniors that all meet the criteria that we're looking for in those awards. And I just want to congratulate those two young men on receiving those awards and how appropriate they were to receive them. And you know, it's just, again, it's a baseball family that you have, and it's an awesome feeling to be a part of it. And, you know, I've been a part of it now for a while, and it's just, it just gives you a great feeling. And again, I just want to tell those young men how proud I am of them and thank them for all their great effort.
Well, Coach, you definitely gave us a lot to cheer for here in the community. Congratulations on a successful season. I know it didn't end the way you guys wanted to, but it was still through and through a successful season. And I know we'll be talking again here relatively soon with the Legion ball popping up. So I appreciate all the time.
Thanks for everything, Jordan. Do appreciate it.
Let's break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. It is Football Tuesday, and it's here on Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.